Another claim for wands is you store energy within the wands and then you meditate upon that energy and you can travel to different dimensions with it, different worlds. And there are people that claim that through the power of pouring your energy into a wand, meditating through meditation, you pour your energy into it and then you concentrate on that energy and it puts a hole in the fabric of space and you go through it and travel to different worlds. I haven't done much experimenting with that, but that would be an interesting little trick to be able to do. Okay, any other questions on this? Tomorrow, we're going to do another ceremony. I'm not quite prepared for today, but tomorrow afternoon we will do a very interesting ceremony. Tomorrow afternoon.
Now, if you're going to use this as a wand, I thought you might want to wrap it with copper and lock it. They'll buy into that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of theory about the wands. One time I had this guy in one of my classes who had this vision of what the rod of Moses looked like. And it was like he said it was a copper tube about this long, and it had this beautiful, perfect crystal on the end of it. And he said he had this in a vision. And he said he saw Moses raising the rod, and he said when the Red Sea parted, it didn't just part one place, but 12 different places, and each one of the 12 tribes went through a different place. I thought that was interesting. It was at least imaginative. So if they went through 12 different places, that would have been even more fantastic miracle than Cecil D. DeMille came up with. Yeah.
Have you heard of these books, the sixth and seventh books of Moses?
I think I have a copy, but I've never got around to reading them.
I just ran across them. I had never heard of them before, and it just really surprised me because I used to read everything I get my hands on. Anyways, supposedly it's Moses' books of magic with incantations and all sorts of stuff. And so I'm just wondering if anybody had heard them.
Rather,
I
always leave out that good stuff.
No. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing some more research, and there's supposedly there's books, nine, eight, nine, and ten now too.
No, really? Yeah, I bought those books like 30, 40 years ago, and I just never got around to reading them. They aren't really that long. I'll have to find those and pull them out. Did you read them?
I have not read them, no. I was looking to see if I could find a free download somewhere.
Yeah.
They're on Amazon. If you type in the sixth and seventh books of Moses.
Really?
Supposed to really, kind of complete the story of the whole universe or something, what I've read about it, but I haven't read the books. So.
And there's supposed to be some stuff that Solomon just be extensive stuff about magic.
I read somewhere as well. Yeah, I read somewhere that it's the basis of most of the folk magic that was used, in the 18th and 19th century.
Yeah, back in the early Mormon period, magic was really widespread. Matter of fact, Joseph Smith, his detractors point out that he used a lot of magical elements that was popular back at those times, and so that's interesting. Now, yeah.
I just want to say I feel this overwhelming peace, like I've just been given a gift. I feel like I normally don't like saying stuff, but I feel like since you all kind of gave me some energy or whatever, I feel like I should say that. I feel just really. The feeling is sacred, is the feeling that I feel.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that's great.
So thank you.
Yeah.
We'll consecrate you later.
Yeah,
so that just gives added impetus for us to experiment
during the next year with these. Hold on this pencil for the next year. Just when you're sitting by a computer or your TV and nothing to do, hold on to it and just think about the energy flowing into it, or just hold it. And then when the time comes that you need the energy for some purpose, just experiment with sending the energy back. You don't. The theory is you don't really store the energy in your hands. You can send energy with your hands, but you don't really store it. But you can store energy in material objects, and so and you can direct energy with material objects.
Joe.
Yeah.
After you send energy in it for a year, then you sharpen it, and then you do some automatic writing.
Who knows? It might work. Another thing that people often ask me about is regular magic, incantational type magic. Somebody pointed this out on the list a few days ago that this book they wanted me to check out, and I never heard of it before. I can't remember the name of some weird name. And I checked it out, and it's all kinds of incantations to raise dead spirits. They're supposed to, saying these magical words, you're supposed to be able to bring spirits from the dead to appear to you, or to create wealth for yourself, or make the woman that you want fall in love with you. Now, doesn't that strike you as something like incorrect, to make somebody that isn't in love with you forcefully fall in love with you because of some magical incantation? My dad had a funny experience down in Nicaragua. He met this lady that fell in love with him, this kind of gypsy type lady. She wanted him to go further in the romance. He said, "No, I'm not interested." And so she put a curse on him. She said, "You." I think she gave him a love potion or something, maybe had him drink it. He drank it by accident, not knowing what he's doing. And then she said to him, "Whenever you will always have to think of me. You will never forget me. If you ever forget me, your right foot will hurt." Okay, and he swore to his dying day that whenever he forgot about her, his right foot started to hurt, and that made him think about her. So he said it really worked on him.
It's like an NLP anchor.
Yeah.
Well, you remember Glynis in our group? Yeah. When her friend died, and she helped her friend die, and the family in the Maori tribe in New Zealand was very unhappy with Glynis and the way that she, apparently they weren't doing it according to the culture. And the family put a hex on her, and she died of cancer within probably a couple of years after that. And she was
associated that with a hex they put on.
Oh. Yeah, she was a very healthy gal. She was totally shocked that she had cancer.
Yeah, she was always on a real good diet, she said, and everything. So.
I would suspect that this, that kind of magic generally is like more effective within their own culture. Dark magicians around again, like, and it's not common in lots of South American cultures and stuff. Like, people will go to curanderos and stuff to, like, just because they got mad at somebody, and actually they put death curses and stuff on people. I mean, like, really high end for like what?
Yeah, these magicians down in Haiti, you hear all kinds of horror stories about what they come up with, putting curses on people. What say?
Leftover stuff from the days of Atlantis.
Yeah, they had a lot of corrupt magic back then, and that was one of the reasons Atlantis was destroyed, because of the corrupt magic.
Yeah.